everybody, and welcome to my podcast, Lingvi Vocal, A Journey of Language Learning, and I'm your host, Shashi. I have been learning English since January 2006 with the Lingvist website, and this bilingual podcast is about my experience of English language learning. Hello everybody, and today is 22nd June, and this is the second episode of Lingvi Vocal podcast. In this episode, I'm going to talk about a Lingvist library. In the last episode, I talked about the Lingvist website, and the Lingvist library is one of the most important component of a Lingvist website. In the Lingvist library is a collection of vast collection of authentic English content. I think almost over 500 authentic content are available in Lingvist library, and these contents are recorded by native speaker. These all contents are divided into category, like first beginner level, then of education, entertainment, culture, Canadian culture, language, pronunciation, linguist book, literature, school. So all this content are subdivided into categories, so you can choose the interesting topic. Like some learner like to read the content about food, so they can choose the various content under food category. So it's better way to select your interesting content, because Steve, the author and founder of the Lingvist website, he emphasizes that you should study the content which is up to your level and which is interesting to you. So when you select a content, if the content is not interesting to you, then you may find yourself not learning very quickly. So if you want to progress quickly, if you want to learn a language interestingly, then you should select the content which is up to your interest. Some people may not like the sport, so there is option for such people that they don't choose the content related with sports, so they may go for other content like food, culture, education, family. So it's up to you to decide which content you would like to study. All these contents are recorded by a native speaker, the Canadian speaker, because this website it is based in Vancouver City, which is located in Canada. So all these contents are recorded by native speaker, and so some of these contents, these are conversational content, like there is a discussion between two or more people, while in some contents the reader, the native speaker, read out loud the content, the script. All these contents are provided with MP3 file and as well as transcript, so you can read the content simultaneously along with listening to MP3 file. You can also download this MP3 file on your computer hardware, so you can transfer this content MP3 file to your MP3 player or iPod, and you can listen even if you are off from the computer. I usually prefer to study the study content from family section, family category, because most of the this content from family category, these are conversational content, like Dr. Lara and Dr. Joy Brown. So Dr. Lara show is the famous show in USA, where Dr. Lara. There are quite a few content items featuring Dr. Joy Brown and Dr. Lara. Both these ladies are radio show hosts in the USA, and they speak to people who call in with their problems. These items are very popular, especially the Dr. Lara ones. I especially like Dr. Lara's show because Because the topic which are discussed in Dr. Lara's shows are mostly related with family problems. So by studying this content, I'm not only studying English, I'm also studying the foreign culture. By studying this content, I'm getting involved with foreign culture. I'm trying to understand their family problems, their Western culture. So I prefer to study this content. There are quite a large number of contents available in the category literature, so literature content, but normally I don't prefer to study this content. The first thing is that this content are basically literature, so the language of this content is a little bit advanced, at an advanced level. There are so many new words which I don't know. So these words we usually don't use in our normal speaking, in our day-to-day life. These words are useful if you want to improve your writing. So if you want to improve your writing, you can study this content, the literature one. So and if you want to really increase your vocabulary, then there are so many new words which are available in this content, so you can study this content. And there are some conversational content in category Kannada. So these contents are about Canadian life, about their family, about their culture, about the environment, about politics, Canadian health system. So these all contents deals with Canada. So if you are interested in if you want to know about Canada, then you can study this content. Then Steve Kaufman, who is the founder of this website, the Linguist website, he has written a book called as The Linguist, A Personal Guide to Language Learning. So in this book, he explained his method, how he learned all these 9 languages. So he explained about his method of language learning and his experiences in this book. So you can find the audio format of this book under category The Linguist book. So it's a benefit that you can get a free audio book along with this website, and it's interesting to listen to his audio book because it is written in a simple format, in a simple language, so you can understand. And it's good to know the various methods he used and his experiences about language learning. So this is overall view of Linguist Library, and I think it's really hard to finish all the content as there are almost over 500 contents available in the Linguist Library. And since I'm a member of Linguist, I think for almost 5 or 6 months, and up till now I think I've finished only 100 or 120 contents. So it's really a long way to go to finish all the contents. And so you can select a content appropriate at your level with your interest, so there is a choice for you to select the content, and that's the plus point for you. That's the brief description of Linguist Library. You can go to the Linguist Library by clicking the link provided on my blog, www.lingvihokal.wordpress.com. Thanks for joining and listening to my podcast, LingviHokal, A Journey of Language Learning. That's all from me, and see you soon in the next podcast on a Monday. Thanks.